You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
As we sit here ribbing with Ryan Stahl, and Ron will be joining us shortly, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Let's go back to Mike Elias. Earlier this week, no longer the GM. He's the president of all things Orioles. Got a promotion 6-7 months ago, and nobody knew about it. No one knew about it. It just kind of slipped in there on one of their press releases. Here's Mike Elias addressing the masses down at the warehouse earlier this week, explaining what the hell was this all about?
I know that came out in a bit of an unusual way.
Really?
That was an arrangement we reached this year in the spring.
Uh-huh.
And at that point in time, with everything that we had going on, it wasn't a huge immediate priority for me to announce that or for us to announce that. Got into the season and things started to go the way that they went. It was nowhere near my mind at that time to address that situation.
Okay. So you got a promotion, new nameplate. So you didn't announce it because it wasn't a priority. I think it was kind of a big deal that you got this level up. And because the season was sucking, you figured, oh, by the way, I'm the new president of baseball operations. I mean, you've been running things all along anyway. So look, this guy is smarter than I'll ever be. Ever was. Actually, I think in the fifth grade, I was kind of up there in the intelligence level. But I don't get the logic here in any way, shape, or form from him or from the way it was handled. Just go ahead. You're okay. Nobody's going to go, I can't believe it. It was kind of expected, if anything.
Right. But again, you know, it's not just him being promoted. It was the additional news that came out through the Athletic report. They were the ones to uncover it and then drop that bomb in September. And everyone's saying, where the hell has this been?
Right.
But it wasn't just, oh, Elias's title has changed. It's his title has changed and they plan to hire a GM under him.
Mm-hmm.
That was the big newsworthy thing for me, because that raises all these other questions. Well, what exactly is that person's role? Is Elias relinquishing any power? Is he stepping down in any area? Like, so many other questions pop up when we already had a ton to begin with. And in typical Elias fashion, we don't really get many answers.
Well, here's a follow-up to that. Was the promotion David Rubenstein's idea? Was it his idea, Mike Elias? And all right, since Nolan has pointed out, there's an opening for GM. What the hell's going on with all this?
Yeah, that's something that comes from above me. And like I said, we made the arrangement in the spring.
Right.
Whether it's the manager position that's open or the potential GM hire. I don't necessarily want to break down an exact profile of skills or scouting report that we're going to need or going to emphasize. I think it's about a general package and talent and personality.
What? What was that? Now, is the GM, whoever it is, and didn't he elaborate later on, which we'll listen to, that hiring one's not even like way down the list of priorities that they have. So if that's not a priority to get a new GM in, what the hell? Are they just there for a title and, you know, pose for fans and go out and hang with Mr. Splash, depending on the success of the season? None of this makes any sense to me.
Right.
And he did say that this was at the behest of people above him.
It just feels like you're hiding something, right? And if you're not, then what's the hesitancy to say anything about it? I know Mike Elias has been very tight-lipped. You know, he doesn't come out here and talk about, you know, we're trying to sign these guys to contracts. He keeps a lot of that stuff behind the scenes, and hey, rightfully so.
No doubt.
But the one area where I think he should be willing to give a little bit more is, you don't have to reveal everything, but be a little more forthcoming with the media. Because like I was just saying, all this does is create more questions. You know, you make these moves and you don't announce them, and then it gets uncovered by the media, which already looks shady to begin with. You know, naturally get asked questions about it. You don't have a straight answer. It's just one question goes deflected and three more pop up in its place. And you could easily just squash all of this and put it to bed if you gave even half an answer. He's not given anything.
What arrangement? It's like you're going to marry, you know what I mean? You're
an open relationship.
You're going to be forced into a partnership that you're reluctant to get into, but it's been prearranged whether you like it or not. So it's all vague. It's all what's Dan Conley's favorite, nebulous. It's just, I don't get any of it. So it's still, okay, our new arrangement, air quotes, has me as the president. Sigma Dow's probably going to be the vice president, right? Even though, isn't Adam Jones technically the assistant to the general manager? That's kind of been forgotten over the last few months. And now a GM's going to come in to do what? Elias is still going to run the draft. He's still going to run free agency. He's going to still be in charge of who they will pick as the new manager with the assistance of Katie Griggs, apparently, which we'll get into. It's an interesting scenario, another dramatic thing added to what's going on with the Orioles in a season that has been, maybe based on expectations, one of the most disappointing they've had in years.
Right. And you could really do yourself a favor by just being a little more transparent. And you would maybe take a little heat off of yourself if you're Mike Elias. You know, the only thing that even was close to a nugget out of these two cuts that we just played was him saying that it came from above.
Yeah.
But even then, that doesn't say Rubenstein by name. And as we've discussed many times, he's not exactly the baseball expertise guy. So it makes you wonder, well, big ownership group, was it someone else in the ownership group? Was it a collective decision? Again, here we are again. More questions, no answers.
When we come back, Ryan Ripken's going to be joining us. We'll rip it with him. We'll talk about Mike Elias, the press conference, the aftermath of it. Big offseason for sure for him and the organization as they try to make this debacle of 25 wash away. Ravens are getting 2.5 at home. Kyle Hamilton didn't practice yesterday. I'm still looking for the attendance report out there at one winning drive. We know Lamar's not playing, or the Houston Texans wouldn't be favored by 2.5 points.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Anywho, Ryan Ripken is with us. We're going to rip it with him. First of all, how you doing?
Hey, happy Friday. It's kind of strange that baseball season's like, what, officially over now? You know, right, last week, it ended last weekend, right? The end of the regular season? Technically, the Orioles were in New York last week. I'm not losing my mind.
Yes, the Orioles season ended, but man.
Playoffs, sure. That's what I'm saying.
This is fun to watch.
You can have stress-free baseball then in Baltimore if you're watching the playoffs. That's been electric. You will be stressed when the Ravens play on Sunday. I think that's a guarantee, especially with the Ravens season. They need to stack a couple wins together here, Bob.
Let's see. Well, here's the bad news real quick for that. Not practicing today. It's like Haney, here. McGraw, here. Ripken, here. No Roquan expected. No Woozier all week long. No Lamar. Hamilton, back-to-back, man. He's not playing. No Ricard all year. No Marlin. No Adafe Owe. Holy mackerel.
Well, okay. So, there's many ways to look at that. Injuries, you don't want to make an excuse when guys are injured. You got to find a way. Those are a lot of big pieces. Obviously, are there going to be some of those guys that might suit up? Yes, but the big one that won't will be number 8, Lamar. You know what you can do to help not having your superstar quarterback? Derrick Henry might be the busiest man he will ever be as a Baltimore Raven. And I think that's going to have to be the way. I know we could probably talk about that more. Ian Eagle's calling the game on Sunday. I talked to him yesterday on the show. So if we want to play some clips about what he's seen so far throughout, we can. But, yeah, I mean, Baltimore, I guess it's just a year of injury in Baltimore and a year of stress. It hasn't been the most glamorous and exhilarating Baltimore sports season, Bob.
Or it could be the year of general managers not recognizing team needs and addressing them properly, like Elias with the Orioles rotation. Maybe depth in the bullpen. Now, he didn't think that Cano would flame out the way that he did, and Cionel Perez, now a guy who's an ex-Oriole, you know, getting sent back to the minors and taken off the 40-man roster. But we looked at the Ravens. Okay, offensive line. Hey, Paolele was a Pro Bowl alternate. Ronnie was an All-Pro. Linderbaum's a Pro Bowler. Where's the depth? And then pass rush. Didn't sign a veteran. You drafted Mike Green in the second round. The always exciting steal. Hasn't worked out yet as he is yet to have a sack. Mm-hmm. But he's trending in the right direction. But and then the injuries mount. And so a flawed team. Look, I thought this was the most talented Ravens team on paper in the history of the franchise. 30th anniversary of it.
Mm-hmm.
As usual, Ryan, I was wrong.
Well, I think the talent is there when it's on the field, but it's also a great reminder you got to go and play the game. And for the Ravens, they had an opportunity early against the best, which they have when they've played in the regular season against the best. They've usually bested those teams, minus Kansas City. Kansas City has been that one team in the regular season or postseason that, you know, the Ravens have really struggled with. But last year in Buffalo was in town. They waxed them. Go back a couple years, Christmas Day out in San Francisco, or last year Christmas playing the Texans on the road, they would obliterate playoff teams, and they didn't this time around. Now they're sitting at 1-3. The good news is they can get the 2-4 going into the bye, Bob. Like, realistically, schedule gets a lot more favorable. Not sure. Easy, but I'll say favorable. And here was a stat, and this is why if the Ravens are going to win on Sunday. Do you know what the Ravens' record is when Derrick Henry gets the ball 20 or more times in a game?
Let's see. He's only in the second year. He played 17 last year.
Well, how about this? How many times have the Ravens lost when Derrick Henry's gotten 20 more carries?
Two.
Oh, man. You went too high. How about zero?
Oh, damn.
Ravens are 9-0 when Derrick Henry gets the ball 20 or more times in a game. So you'd think, well, why don't you just give it to the big fella, right? So I think that's going to have to be the recipe. It's going to have to be an ugly game, and you are going to have the king ride you to a victory here. And if you can get to two wins, the Rams losing last night didn't help because I think the Rams are going to come in ticked off. But this game right now, get to 2-4. It can be more favorable for the Ravens.
And we were talking earlier with, and we'll get to the Orioles stuff here because we have a lot of it. If you're on the phone, hang tight, 410-583-1057. But Nolan and I, before he got here, minus Roquan and now looks like minus Kyle Hamilton. And we played the clip, or Nolan did, from Zach Orr. Well, you know, we had guys wearing a green dot in the preseason because they didn't play. Well, who the hell is it going to be?
Yeah. I mean,
against Houston, and it's already a Ravens defense on the ropes, no longer feared. Marlon Humphrey himself said that. Who's going to be the great communicator for a defense that at times this year has had some communication breakdowns?
They've had a lot of communication breakdowns, right? I really don't know. You know, when you're looking at who is going to be that guy. Now, maybe you just hope it's not official that Kyle's out, right? It's just did not practice again.
2 days in a row.
I mean, you're hoping that somehow, some way, he can be on the field and he can be out there. If he's not, you know, you're down. You know, you pass it off. Like, you have Roquan, you have Kyle. I don't know who third in line is in the communication, and that's a problem because you are right. And I sat down. If you remember the name, almost was a Raven, Michael Brockers, lineman for the Rams, lineman for the Lions, was in that Jared Goff trade, Matthew Stafford trade. And we were looking at film because I can't break down what's the proper things with the D-line. And sometimes, though, he said it was gap integrity, if you will, where maybe you're out of alignment there and it leaves an opening. But other times, that defensive line, that was a worry. They actually did their part of containing in the Chiefs game. They're looking, okay, they kept containment and kept Mahomes in the pocket, but there were breakdowns in the secondary. Guys were running free. And I think that is going to be the biggest part for the Ravens because when you play Houston, this is finally an offense that you're not sitting there minus Cleveland. But in the three losses, you played three Super Bowl caliber teams, and Houston's offense has had its issues. Minus one game beating arguably the worst team in the league
in the
Titans.
When they piled on late to do it.
When they piled on late, if you are able to stop Nico Collins, it's a big ask, but if you're able to stop Nico Collins, there isn't as much fear in the other players here, and that line for the Texans, that's a serious question mark. So This is the game they have to have, in my opinion, before going into the bye week.
At Ravens get 2.5, just tuning in. No Kyle Hamilton again at practice. That's back-to-back, and no Oway for whatever reason. Official injury report comes out later on this afternoon. But we'll come back. We're ripping it with Ryan. Going to get back to Mike Elias, talking about his promotion that nobody knew about and really don't even understand what the hell it's all about, because there's a GM opening that doesn't appear to be a priority to get filled right now, but they do need a new manager. And how many people are going to be involved in that search?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
But joining us now to talk about the Orioles, and he was at Mike Elias's season-ending press conference. He's our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in Steve Molesky. Steve, how you feeling today?
I am feeling good. It's a beautiful day, and you just depressed me, reminding me there's no Oriole game tonight, though.
Well, there's always an Oriole game if you go to YouTube. They got every Oriole World Series win out there for you to watch at your disposal. But you interesting takeaways as you saw it from Mike Elias on Monday, and we're going to get to the managerial stuff where he mentioned Katie Griggs by name as possibly having a role, or will have a role, it looks like, in this search.
He did. Now, in the final analysis, my guess, Bob, and it's only a guess because the Orioles don't let the media inside their world of how they do business. My guess is he's going to make that decision. He may seek input from numerous people within the organization and maybe even outside of it, but it'll be his call.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Steve, and great chatting with you as always. You know, we were just discussing this about the managerial opening, so to speak, you know, and for me, there's three different angles they can go, right? You go after a veteran that's been there and done that. You get the new up-and-comer, or you stay with the guy that finished the season in Tony Manziel. And I got to say, Steve, I have reservations that the Orioles would go to a veteran guy because of just how the game has changed, and I think an older veteran manager would want a little bit more autonomy, which I don't know would be the case. So that leaves the other two options. And unless you think of veterans in play here, I'm curious on where you think the Orioles could go, because I think there's a legit chance here that Tony Manzolino could retain the job in 2026.
Well, he did a nice job, and he's obviously going to be considered. And so, Ryan, I think they take candidates from each bucket you mentioned. The veteran guy, maybe Bob Melvin wants to talk. Is there a young up-and-comer who's not a manager yet, the Ryan Flaherty types of the world? And, you know, maybe they go in all those buckets, because why leave a stone unturned here? Who knows what that guy's going to say in an interview? Might blow you away. And so there's a school of thought amongst Birdland. Hey, we got to get an experienced guy who's won in October. Okay, I could be down with that. But if one of these young guys might be the guy, I mean, Brandon Hyde wasn't that well known when they hired him, and he took him to the AL East title. So you have to, I think now is their chance to spend the next few weeks or a month or whatever it takes to turn over all these stones and see who's going to be the best guy when that, all that process is over.
For sure. And I would think, though, you know, for respect for Tony Manzolino, that he'll probably get an idea, you know, within this next few weeks to a month if he's going to be in this consideration, right? But with some of those names and with the playoffs going on, you know, time, you know, he might have to wait for an opportunity here. But with other seasons continuing on the postseason, the Orioles season is over, Steve, and I apologize again for the reminder. But the Orioles can take a moment here to now take a step back and really reflect. So I would like to ask you, Steve, as we're reflecting on this season, let's start with one positive that you really thought that the Orioles was a silver lining in such a disappointing year. And then what to you is one of the most glaring weaknesses that they still need to look at very deeply as we move into the offseason?
All right, I'll give you a positive, and it's not necessarily on the major league roster, but I think it's the high-level minor league pitching. And I've been citing the Bowie staff all year. Mm-hmm. At the end of the year, a couple of those guys like Trey Gibson, Levi Wells, Nestor Herman got to AAA. They didn't light it up, but they're going to, I think. And I'm a big believer in some of these arms. I think there's really legitimate depth that can pitch in the majors that'll impact the Oil roster maybe mid to late next year, if not sooner. So that was a positive. It was a positive seeing, you know, Beavers and Basayo come up and hold their own. You know, for me, Ryan, I think a negative, I think the Orioles just have to look at how they do business. They put their foot, they shot themselves in the foot on a couple things this year. When you dismiss your manager, the general manager's got to talk that day to the media. And you know, to promote Mike Elias and tell us 6 months later, and they didn't tell us, it got found out by the media. That's not the way to do business.
Yeah.
And so I think the Orioles need to get in the boardroom with all their higher ups and say, are we doing this right? Because somebody needs to say, you know what, we're not. And I'll expand that to the clubhouse. As a media guy, I was a little disappointed that there weren't as many players available this year. And for me, Ryan, that's a telltale sign of a club that might have some issues if some guys are not willing to do the media. And I'll say this for the Orioles clubhouse. It's a great group of guys, and they're available a lot, but I wish it was more. And so I do think the criticisms I'm making is not about their hitting approach or their coaching staff. It's a little couple things, how they did business this year, I think, bit the club.
Yeah, I mean, to continue on with that, I think that is something that we don't talk about enough is, you know, the transparency, clubs have the right to make sure that they need to keep things in house and be able to do what they think can give them an advantage or make them feel a little bit more secure. But I'm with you, Steve. I think that we saw that. I know we can look at the record for the Orioles as a reason for the attendance dropping off for this year, but I think another combination is that there's more worrisome with the fan base that I've heard in years during this good run. And I think it has to kind of do with that. Would you agree that that could play into what has been a frustrating year for fans for different reasons besides the impact on the field?
Yeah. And I mean, that transparency we talk about helps with the fan base. They just want to know, why are you raising my tickets? What do I do now? What's my best play? You got to be very, very open and honest about all this. And you know, I've told the Orioles when they ask that I think Mike Elias should talk less, more, not less. I think when he talks, he makes a lot of sense. He's intelligent. He's got a plan. And so, you know, to some media members, this is arrogance and they don't like it. I see smart, intelligent. I look at the fact for 2 years they led the league in wins. At the same time, they built the number one farm. I mean, that's something to be proud of, and it's still paying off, by the way, in Baltimore. So I'm a believer in Elias. I wish they'd talk more and be a little more transparent at times, because I think here's Steve the homer speaking, but I think he's going to get that team back to the top.
So you mean eliminating the 13-game plan and raising ticket prices the timing was bad in the middle of the worst season they've had in 4 years? Steve Molesky, what's going on in your world here with Substack and beyond?
Well, you know, Bob, I'm enjoying it, and I think you can see as soon as the season ends and the disappointment and the speculation starts, readership picks up. So that's good for guys like me. Steve on baseball.substack.com. That's my website. I have constant material. I'm writing about it. Palmer, who's a right-handed pitcher in the organization tomorrow, but not that one, not the one you're thinking of. He doesn't have any innings left, I don't think. I wish he did. But there's another one. And I have a podcast today out where Matt Weirich of the Baltimore Sun and I really got in-depth on this winter for the Orioles, and that's out there now. So Steve on baseball.substack.com.
Steve, have a great weekend, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, guys. See you soon. Thanks.
Steve Molesky, everybody. We'll come back, reset for you. Take some phone calls, 410-583-1057. Get back to Mike Elias. Ryan, you talked to Ian Eagle, who's on the call for the Ravens this weekend against the Houston Texans. That's 1 o'clock kickoff. Ravens are decimated on both sides of the ball. Injury-wise, we'll get into all of that and more. Maryland tomorrow against Washington. Terps getting 6.5. What does Ryan think about that? For the record, I picked Maryland. Yeah, I'm a homer. Nolan picked Washington because he's not. He hates all things Baltimore. Houston's 2.5-point favorites in Baltimore. Houston has one win. They were 0-3 going into their game last week against Tennessee. Orioles did not make the playoffs, just to remind people. But, boy, they've been fun to watch so far. That strike zone in the ninth inning in Wrigley Field was embarrassing, to say the least. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Joe in Ellicott City. Joe, thanks for holding your own with Bob Hattie, Ryan Ripken, and Nolan McGraw.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey,
good. How are you doing?
Good, man. It's Friday, so that's good. Yeah, man, just want to get to this Elias thing. Like, I mean, I've called him once or twice before. I don't like the way he operates from a baseball standpoint, from player development and acquisitions and trades. But this is aside from that, I think that, you know, I think me and a lot of people have lost a lot of trust in this organization. It started with Brandon Hyde. The way they handled that, to me, was just ridiculous. And the way they handle this, like the fact that we didn't even know about this until when were they going to tell us that this media report came out? I mean, they didn't. They had to tell us because we found out about it. And to me, it's kind of, I don't know. I don't like the guy, but it's the way he handles things is just like not assertive. It's a little cowardly. Like it's like you're hiding behind things. You're not telling us up front about anything. Like the way that he handled both those situations to me is just. It's bad, man. It, to me and like me and a lot of my friends, like we've lost a lot of trust in that because of things like this. So,
hey, Joe, thanks for the call. What I found interesting is the way he phrased it. Mike Elias, Nolan, and I were talking about it right before he got here. This arrangement. They've had it. This is an arrangement. What do you mean it's an arrangement? Like, I'm the president. This is what went down. I didn't feel as though it would be prudent to let people know at the time. And then as they started to flatline, I guess it's certainly not a time to beat your chest about this, but just get out ahead of it. I've been promoted. There's an opening for GM, and basically said Monday, we're not even any sense of urgency to fill that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, other than just having the title, what exactly does it all mean? Well, but what the hell's an arrangement?
So the thing with this all the way, didn't mean to cut you off there, Bob, but like, it's just, there was nothing wrong if this was announced in March. I think that's the bigger part when you sit there of going, why did you feel you had to hide it? You're coming off, yeah, granted, the Orioles lost again in the postseason, but you had the most wins from the from when Adley got called up in 2022 through the end of 2024 in the American League. There was a lot of success there. And I don't think most people wouldn't have batted an eye to say, oh, Mike Elias got promoted to president. Oh, they're going to be looking to have someone become the GM. And okay, cool. Maybe some fans are frustrated, but being out in the open, transparent. This isn't even about a sports team philosophy. If you go around to any company or business that you like, right, that you want to either purchase services from or you enjoy, typically why you do, there's a trust, there's a comfort, there's a security that comes with it. That matters to fans. Like that, the transparency with sports teams matters. You don't have to break down injury reports of how healthy your guys. I don't care about that. But when things are going good, bad, and the ugly, they just want to hear you talk to them. They want to feel like they're in it together. And I think that's what Joe's feeling, and a lot of Orioles fans, is you just want to feel that you are a part of this community. Birdland is not a team. It is a community that's not just in Baltimore. So I get it. And by the way, last thing, when he said, oh, you know, we could wait on a general manager, because it doesn't matter who the general manager is going to be, Mike Elias will have final say. And that's okay, but I don't want to sugarcoat that. Whoever comes in, they're going to say, Mike, you good with this? And if Mike says yes, it'll happen. If he says no, that's not going to be the move.
But he also said the decision, the arrangement came from above him. So who decided to make said arrangement? Was it David Rubenstein? Is there anyone else in the ownership group that would have recommended this sort of thing?
Oh, for sure, for sure. And I mean, look, the thing with the title President of Baseball Operations, other teams have this around baseball. This isn't a new like position that's never been created in the history of sports or baseball. So I think it's just the common theme of, why did it have to seem so secretive for something that, you know what, if I had heard it from the beginning, I'd go, hey, good for you, Mike. Good for you guys if you're trying to change the infrastructure, because to me, that move has nothing to do with anything else that happened. But when you don't talk about it, and then it's brought up and it becomes cryptic, and then everything else that we just talked about happens, then everyone's going, well, wait a minute, why don't you want to tell us what's happening? We love this team. And we get frustrated with this team, but we love it. We just want to know what's going on.
To that point, when we come back, Nolan McGraw yesterday talked about John Harbaugh and the way he deals with the media and the way that he deals with injuries. And you talk about transparency. Mm-hmm. So we'll get that. Your thoughts, ladies and gentlemen, on the Orioles offseason that will be, because they need a lot of things, or do they? I still think a year from now we're going to be talking about the Orioles playing October baseball, but that's just me. But the Ravens, best team on paper in the history of the franchise. They're 1-3. By the way, let me stress this again. Yeah, they played three Super Bowl caliber teams. They were favored in every single one of those games.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.